tonight's Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time theme is called Gimme Some High Energy, and we are playing one high energy song after another as we jump genres with each step. We began that last set with a Japanese band from the 1960s, a so-called group sounds band. That was Outkast with Everything's All Right. And then it was some country bluegrass quick picking with Hungover Broke Down from Hazy Dixie's Weapons of Grass Destruction. They are known for their very cool country bluegrass covers of many rock and roll band songs that they've done, including AC/DC. And that's who we followed them up with, AC/DC's Problem Child from their perfect Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap album. And then it was a vintage toy commercial, the fabulous Slinky. John 5 followed that with Perineum from his Songs for Sanity album. And then it was the Chemical Brothers, a remixed version of Under the Influence. I added a bunch more of that War of the Worlds and some more of the O.J. Simpson and Nicole Simpson real-life audio clips from the 9/11 line, LAPD. And then we finish things off with Judas Priest. You've got another thing coming. They are a canonically high-energy band. Backing me up right now is Billy Mays. Wonderfully jazz version of the Mission Impossible theme, which I found on Ultra Lounge Volume 7, Crime Scenes. So in the next set, we're going to be doing more of the same. Well, actually, more of the same, only completely different. We're going to be hearing some modern American classical music from Aaron Copland, Rodeo Selections, and then some Ramones, and some more bluegrass with David Grisman, Emery Gordy, and Herb Pedersen, Foggy Mountain Chimes, and then some outstanding slide guitar playing, electric slide guitar playing with Sonny Landreth, and then another genre jump over to some serious electronica with the Prodigy to close things out. But first, how about another Japanese band? Because, yeah, this is a Plastic Sushi. Here's a band that named themselves after their favorite Korg model synthesizer. Yes, I'm talking about Polysex. Tie, tie, tie. Now is the time. Here on WMFO, 9:05 p.m. 55 more minutes of a sound collage for you. Let's go!
was difficult for me to write some sort of crummy song and expect the Beatles to record it, already having such fine material. And also to do a song with the Beatles, it was always a matter of trying to do the song that you thought they'd understand quickest, or the song you could get onto the tape the quickest, so not necessarily the song you thought was the best.
You do what you want with your own scalp, then I'll be telling us what we ought to do with ours.
safety pins. What is this?
Tease me for long enough now.
Final warning. Primary power offline in 10 seconds.
Song in my-
Should I spit on my hands? Should I use two hands? Would you like that?
She pulled on my groin area twice. I think I felt a couple jerks, and then after that, she just like cut it off.
Push it right to the edge. Right to the edge.
Pure energy. Pure thought.
You're a passenger. Just another passenger. You're a passenger. Just another passenger.
We have never been witness to anything quite like this in the United States within the continental borders of this country. An act of war, nothing less than that.
I see no reason for answers to be couched in riddles.
Energy Hog to team! Infiltrate the house and waste some energy!
No problem! It's got leaky windows!
And no attic insulation!
Perfect! Now go wild and waste some wattage!
The Mitchell House. A house like many others. Except this one's under attack by Energy Hogs. They show up anywhere energy is being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on. Someone's home.
And he's got energy efficient light bulbs.
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star. That's it. Get out of there. I'll get you, energyhog.org.
Hey, wait for me.
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, we are bringing you a completely high-energy mix of genre jumping selections of music. Last set began with yet another Japanese band, Polysix. With Tay 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 from their Now Is The Time album. And then we heard some 20th century classical music composed by the American Aaron Copland. His selections from the rodeo there. And then it was an American punk band, the Ramones, We're a Happy Family. Followed by, well... yeah, followed by some more Americans, David Grisman, Emery Gordy, Turb Pedersen, playing some bluegrass, high-energy tune called Foggy Mountain Chimes. And then it was another American, electric slide guitar player. Well, he plays acoustic slide too, but he was certainly playing his Strat in that song, Sonny Landreth. Gone Pecan. And then it was the British band, The Prodigy, with the Albatory Mix 3 version of Hot Ride from a CD of several Hot Ride singles I found laying around WMFO here many years ago. And then we concluded with another public service message from the Alliance to Save Energy, Hog Commandos. And all of those ways that they're describing of saving energy are good ideas and well worth pursuing. But just as a reminder, when it comes to real energy inefficiencies, a single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. So when you're saving money and turning off the lights if you're not using them and turning off the stereo, yeah, that's something. But an average household, 73 days of electrical usage in just a single Bitcoin transaction. That blockchain is incredibly inefficient. Backing me up right now, my ambiance is yet another instrumental from the Ultra Lounge jazz series. This is Al Kaola's version of the Mod Squad theme, a television show that aired for a number of years. This is from Ultra Lounge Volume 13, TV Town. Well, we got one last set for you, and it's going to have two country songs in it, some high-energy electronic electro-pop, and Also going back to the 60s, going back to the vaults with the Ventures. We're going to hear a version of their driving guitar. And but first, we're going to start off with an incredibly talented guitar player, Chet Atkins, who also went on to become a very important music producer. He was one of the two people responsible for the Nashville sound, which was a way of, at the end of the 50s, kind of bringing more pop elements to country, getting away from the kind of older honky-tonk style and the nasally vocals into something that was much more pop music and much more commercially successful. Here's that certified guitar player, Chet Atkins, with his song Yakety Axe, here in our final set of our Plastic Sushi Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
His dream come true today.
There is hope.
tonight. Let us not forget.
Terror you've constructed.
Certain nerve inputs to the brain.
Oh, well, any decent blend of scotch will do that.
You're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind, hey, make it.
and vibrates like real. Vibrates like real. Vibrates like real.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage. We've had audio clips from who knows where, including 9/11 and O.J. Simpson breaking into Nicole Simpson's apartment before he murdered her. Yes, well, all of those. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you very much, my dear nephew Ryan. Now it's time for you to go to sleep, isn't it? And thank you, Philip, for tuning in. Yeah, that last set, we began with Chet Atkins' Yakety Axe. Then it was The Ventures. Then it was The Crystal Method. Merle Travis and Joe Mathis, Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round Like a Record. Tony Basil with Mickey. And then it was Hound Dog Taylor, my top two slide guitar players, along with Sonny Landreth. And then it was my Plastic Sushi Bad Hair metal remix of Poison's Look What the Cat Dragged In. Meanwhile, right now it's Les Baxter and his orchestra with our final bit of ambiance, a saber dance from Ultra Lounge Volume 17, Spacecapades. Meanwhile, Alex is here for another episode of Hyper Reality, and I'm looking forward to listening to that on my walk home and my late night dinner. So thanks again for listening. I expect to be back again next week for another sound collage for you here on WMFO in Medford.